This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Okay. Is there somebody on the other side there? Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. Get this person for me. Or if you're on the stack. Are you on the stack? Okay. There is never a dull moment in live radio drama. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Come with the binary trigger, check them out, franklinarmory.com. It has been a while, but I so like her viewpoint that I decided to ask her to come back yet again. So coming from the Tree of Logic, we are joined tonight by the one and only Ms. Tree. Good evening.
Good evening, Bill. How are you doing today?
I am doing good. I have so many things I want your take on, but is there anything that has been just catching your fancy here lately that you've just been railing on while you're out there watering the Tree of Logic?
I think a little bit of everything.
Yeah?
Yeah, actually, yes. After President Trump declared a national emergency and then signed the spending bill, I've just been basically just been observing everything else that has happened ever since then. And then also, from everything to the Jesse Smollett fake hate hoax to AOC's green, we're going to die in 12 years, green plan. I mean, right now, I just stood back and just decided to be entertained by all of it instead of being involved with all of it, because now it's better on this side of the fence.
Okay, well, let's lead off before we go to AOC, because she's just the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh my God, is she?
Yeah, let's talk about this Jesse Smollett thing, because you know, we saw this in Ferguson when we had the hands up, don't shoot thing happening. But there was an actual death involved in that, and there was also an actual crime. But it was spun in such a way to create a riot. Riots. Right. Then we saw this in Baltimore. We saw this in Baltimore when the mayor gave them room to destroy. So here are we, Jesse Smollett in Chicago.
Right.
Where, you know, me and my boys, you know, I'm Caucasian. So me and my boys, whenever we're in Chicago and it's sub-zero temperatures, we're out there patrolling it with some Clorox and some twine, looking.
Casey Subway. Now, you got to remember, you got there a rope and you have bleach and your vice, because, you know, Subway makes the best sandwiches. You're over there waiting for a gay black man who starts in a TV series that you never watch to walk out so that you can basically beat him up for being gay and black.
You know, when I saw the name, the first time I saw it, Jesse Smollett, I thought that was like a Reuben sandwich. I'd never heard of him. I had never heard of him. I'd heard of Boardwalk Empire. But I never heard of Empire, the TV show, because I don't watch TV.
Well, not only do I not watch TV, but I don't watch TV that will rob my brain cells, and that is a TV series that will do just that. So I didn't know anything about Empire. I didn't even know who this guy was. As a matter of fact, here's a funny thing to tell you. When the story came out on the 29th, this is what happened. The story came out on the 29th. I read it because, you know, I'm a former police officer. So I'm really good at reading between the lines. I've actually been on the streets. I know how crime works. And there were so many red flags, but when I finally read that he kept the noose, quote unquote, rope around his neck for 40 minutes until the cops came, I said, this is a lie. This is not the truth. I am going to come and tell my subscribers when I do my news program that he's a liar. And I was the first one to say, I didn't say allegedly. I didn't say, well, this possibly could happen. I say, this is a lie. And I was telling people how this was a lie, and I was giving them my perspective, and it was so good to finally, to be vindicated. But when I saw his name, I didn't say Jussie because it's spelled J-U-S-S-I-E. I said, his mama named him Juicy? I called him Juicy. I said, Juicy Smollett. And then when I saw the TV series, when I saw the news, they say Jussie. I said, Jussie? Oh, no, I'm keeping Juicy because that sounds so much better.
I like that one. I'm going to start. Can I use that? Do you mind if I
employ it? I have no copyrights on it.
Okay.
You can have it to your heart's content.
Thank you. So besides the fact that we dodged the violence, which that was my big thing, because, you know, Chicago is not exactly what I would call a cauldron of racial harmony.
Right.
Besides the fact that they dodged that part of it, his motivation for doing it and the response that everybody got out of it. Do you think, I mean, whenever I see I think if there's real racism out there, wherever there is, and I know there is some, right? I'm not a fool. Wherever there is real racism, we need to head that way and stomp it out like it's a forest fire that's misbehaving. We need to extinguish it right away. Whenever something like this pops up, you know, this 21st century Tawana Brawley thing, doesn't that sort of set the whole movement back?
It does. It really sets a lot of things back because now, because of so many hoaxes, and let me remind you about the hoax that happened before then, actually before the Covington boys. You may remember this, but let's not forget, let's look for the white terrorist who killed Jasmine Barnes in a red pickup truck. Everybody was looking for a white guy. The mother, come to find out, she purposely lied because the gangbanger who killed her daughter is actually Facebook friends with her, and it was a drug deal gone bad.
Right.
Instead of her blaming him, she blamed a white man. She said a white man, and the daughter said it was a white man in a red pickup truck. And so when I saw that case, I said, why would a white guy in a red pickup truck drive in the hood at 6 o'clock in the morning? And a lot of my friends who want to believe this, oh, the white people are coming after blacks, they hate talking to me because I bring them logic and reason from my experience, you know? And
right.
So when it comes to racism, I want to address something you said, too. We're going to always have racism. We're going to always have racism because guess what? It's not people are delusional when they think only white people are racist. Are you serious? I think nobody can top racism than my people. Blacks are very racist. And you can look at Asians. Asians are very racist. Everybody is racist. Deal with it. That's it. The thing about it is that long as they don't carry that racism out in a physical injustice, that's when you should worry about it.
Right.
But the thing about it, you know, because there isn't that many, you don't see, we're not in the 50s, we're not in the 60s, we don't have that anymore. And so when you have these little kids who are going through public education and they're listening to what all of the blacks, the Jews, and other whites went through during the civil rights era, they want to create that victimhood for themselves today. And since they can't find it, they have to create it.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming into the break. Tree of Logic is where she comes from. I'm going to let her tell you when we get back. how to find her show. I'm talking to Ms. Tree. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, the home of Providence, the home of Reformation. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Ms. Tree. Where do they find you? Where do they find the Tree of Logic?
They can find me in two places where I'm very active. I'm very active on my main website, which is treeoflogic.com, treeoflogic.com. And they can also find me on YouTube, where I do a two-hour newscast every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, which is called the Treehouse News. So they can find me there. And I also have some great videos on there, very entertaining. And actually, one of them went viral in reference to Kamala Harris, lying about how she was partaking in certain type of smokes while listening to Tupac and Snoop Dogg. And I totally debunked her lie because she was pandering to the black community and failed miserably.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. She was listening to them before they signed a record deal, right? Was it?
Yeah,
I guess
they were 16 years old. They didn't even start recording yet when she was in Howard University, or even when she was in law school. So it was like when Snoop Dogg and Tupac released their first album, she was already a prosecutor or district attorney. I can't remember which one.
Tupac was in a group before he went solo, and he was in the group, right?
That's true, yes. Digital Underground, yeah, absolutely. A lot of people don't even know that. Kudos to you. So it's like, I love music. I love all kinds of music. I listen to all kinds of music. So when she started going into that area, I knew she was lying, and actually went and got proof to show that she was lying. And the video went viral. I didn't expect the video to get so many views. Because I wasn't like, you know, I was doing something groundbreaking, but because nobody wants a Obama 2.0 in female form, that's the reason why the video went, you know, because here you have a black woman calling her out and of her hypocrisy. She locked up so many people for smoking weed, yet still she glorifies the fact that she did it, which I don't believe at all. I do believe with all my heart and soul that she lied.
Do you remember when Obama was standing up on stage with her and said, well, arguably, this is the best looking attorney general in the United States? Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. Yeah, and all I did was just roll my eyes. I was like, oh, are you trying to prep her, you know, say it to be your replacement in the future, really? And like I said on your first time I came on your show, I'm over identity politics. I never liked it. I never catered to it. And this is when it just goes badly against our country. And therefore, picking her because she's a woman and because she's black is not enough for me. And the fact that she's a Democrat just proves I'm not going to vote for her, not in a million years.
Right.
But another form of Obama, you know, because she has, she's a woman. No, I'm not going to do that.
I completely understand. I completely understand.
Did you know that Jussie Smollett is Kamala is the aunt, and her half sister is Jussie Smollett's mama. And when Jussie came out with the whole the white supremacists beat me up, but they were really Nigerians, okay? That's when Cory Booker and her was pulling out this anti-lynching bill. Now, most of us who had a brain was saying, wait a minute, lynching is already against the law. Well, that was because they snuck in a clause for the LGBTQ+ movement to be included in that clause, okay? to make it a federal crime. So it was like, it was a hidden agenda where now you're dealing with, oh, my racism and, okay, homophobia. And then when they showed all these pictures of Jesse being with Obama. He took pictures with Obama. He knows Obama. He knows Mad Maxine. He knows Kamala. He knows Corey. He knows all these political officials. Now it makes sense because they passed that bill because of him. Now I am hoping and praying that our president do not sign that. I hope he vetoes it. I don't know if he's going to, you know, because he loves to just, he doesn't want to make the black people angry, and especially the gays, but this is a disastrous bill that nobody really supports, and it was actually promoted and passed on a lie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, anytime Spartacus gets up there and starts, you know, Spartacus is sort of he gets sort of emotional. I don't know that I'd want to, and he's going to run for president too, but all the Democratic presidential people, jumped on top of this one, with Juicy there. And, I look at that and we got plenty of, I just wonder what that was supposed to distract us from focusing on.
Yeah. It was that lynching bill and some other things too, but and you gotta always be aware that when something is basically taking the limelight, have to look around that and say, what's lurking in the shadows?
Yeah, especially coming out of the Democratic Party now. Exactly. The Democratic Party, I posted something the other day that you probably would make all kinds of hay out of. I saw this and I posted it up. It's very easy to vote in. You can vote in socialism, but you have to shoot your way out of it.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Absolutely. And now, with Nancy Pelosi, or Miss Nasty Pelosi, is trying to get another gun control legislation passed.
We're coming up on the break. Let's pull that one apart when we get back. Tell everybody one more time how to find the Tree of Logic.
TreeofLogic.com. That will get you connected to all of my social media, which is alternative media, as well as my YouTube channel.
And the YouTube channel, she does a lot of live streaming, so I assume you have a lot of interaction going on over there and all that other stuff, I'm sure.
Oh, boy, yes. We have a big, big family over there. It's all love.
We'll be right back talking to Ms. Tree. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared, to make my pops want to talk and all the wisdom he shared.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The stage is set for President Trump's second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger shares with Fox News what he believes will be accomplished this week.
But I think when it's all said and done, if he can walk out and say, here's some new steps I've gotten, here's promises from North Korea, then I think we're going to be in a better place.
The Democratic-led House is nearing a final vote on President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. Speaking on the House floor, Missouri Republican Sam Graves says the president is well within his constitutional powers by declaring a national emergency.
I support the president's efforts. I believe he is well within the law in making this declaration, and I'd urge my colleagues to oppose Joint Resolution 46.
President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is continuing to meet with the Senate Intelligence Committee. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Home of the third generation binary trigger. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. My guest from the Tree of Logic is Ms. Tree. Do you know, I was listening to the news, Ms. Tree. Did you, this whole thing with the national emergency thing, does that amuse you?
Yeah, it's amused me a lot.
Well, I mean, Congress is saying he doesn't have the authority, but they're the ones that gave it to presidents. In 1976, they voted it in. That's one of their laws.
To me, it looks like they're trying to cause a huge distraction. They are going to be successful in delaying this for 2 years. But I think they're doing this because, as you know, Mueller has finished his investigation, and we all knew this was the case. There was no collusion with Russia, 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 Russia. So now all of this stuff about President Trump's going to be the first president to leave out the White House in handcuffs, that's down the toilet. That's never going to happen.
Right.
And now they're just basically trying to do a bait and switch because for, 2.5 years, we had the left has been beefing up their side, given this fantasy of how the bad orange man is going to jail. So now that's not happening. And we all knew this. We all knew that basically that Trump did not have, Russia did not have any influence in the election. And I find it funny that we're going to pay attention to Russia and not China or Saudi, okay? But, you know, Russia's always the big bad boogeyman. And I do believe that they're trying to cause a big stir. And it might work because people don't have, they really suffer from, a lot of people suffer from ADD, so they don't have a large attention span. But I do believe they're using the national emergency with basically, creating bills that Trump said he was going to veto.
Right.
And that are basically going to get the injunction or even have the federal court to rule on it to stop Trump. All of this is going to just be a way to prove that to get the attention away from people noticing that, hey, guess what? Trump's still the president. You didn't get anything to impeach him with. You were talking about impeaching him the day he won the election, and
yeah.
Now he's still in office and going to win again in 2020.
When Obama declared 12 national emergencies, 10 of which are still in effect today, one of them was to block the property of certain persons engaging in significant malicious cyber-enabled activities. Of course, one did not. See, now, the thing about Obama knew what the Russians were doing, which all the Russians did by advertising on Facebook. But none of the voting machines are connected to the internet, so there was no way to hack that and, you know, influence the election. So,
and let's just be honest. How many? Nobody took this poll because I know for a fact my vote is not influenced by some advertisement on Facebook.
Nope.
I mean, it's already ingrained in me based upon my ideology, my preference, my who I am as a person. Who I align with. So basically, I align more with the right than I ever will with the left. So I don't care how many stuff they can even give away. They can say, listen, we'll pay your rent for a year. Just come vote for us. I'll say, okay, give me the money and I'll pretend to vote. I'll pretend to vote because I'm still going to vote for Trump. But the thing about it is that it doesn't influence people. People have their political leanings ingrained in themselves, and you may have a couple of centrists, but they too are, shall I say, the people who are independent, but they too are not swayed by a Facebook advertisement. That's insulting.
Well, I mean, this is Trump's fourth national emergency. They don't talk about the other three. One of which is, he placed a national emergency on foreign entities interfering with U.S. elections.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's out there. He's out there with the Democrats. He's like, yeah, we can't have that. But I mean, there's a whole premise behind that. But I find that amusing when they get out there and say he doesn't have the authority when they voted him the authority. I love those hearings where they get out and say to somebody, well, are you anti-immigrant? Look, lady, all I'm doing is enforcing the law you passed. That doesn't make me anti-immigrant. That just means I got to enforce this law you passed. You passed it this way. I got to do that. It's not up to me to make a decision on that. So, politicians, there's so much fun. And now we got the new breed in, the know-nothings and the Islamics and the...
Oh, my goodness. You know, Lord have mercy. I am actually, I went in on Ilhan Omar for the last 2 weeks. This week, she's been a little quiet, so I haven't been going in on her. But I showed on my news program, Treehouse News, when I showed her facial expression, like she was disgusted that two reporters were asked her in reference to she regrets. Her anti-Semitic tweet, and she said, while chewing a gum. By the way, I question the fact if Ilhan Omar is really a Muslim or if she's just a plant pretending to be one. And let me tell you why I ask that. I see her do a lot of things because I know the Islamic religion very well. You're not supposed to chew gum. You can't wear all that makeup, especially if you're not married. And you're not supposed to have form-fitting jeans on or any kind of bottom clothes. That is not what a Muslim woman is supposed to wear. And I'm looking at her and I'm thinking, nah, something is suspect about her and I don't buy it.
That's interesting. I didn't know that, some of those parts about it. We still haven't talked about Pelosi's gun control, but we'll get that in the next segment. But I heard that little news tidbit because I don't know, you know, we got about a minute and 40 or a minute and 20 seconds left here. I want to ask you a straight up question. You're in law enforcement and everything else. You've been out there. Do you think this country actually wants to gradually pull itself back to just being normal and decent, or is it going to take a little bit of persuasion in the streets?
It's going to take confidence, and it's going to, we have to be, especially on the right, have to be fearless, and we have to ignore the crazy people, you know? I was born and raised in Washington, D.C. I'm going to say this real quick. I was born and raised in Washington, D.C., and there was a lot of people from the Vietnam War who came back who had problems mentally. And I grew up learning to ignore these people who talk to trees, who talk to themselves, who yell out in bursts. You just walk by and everything is fine. What was happening is we're not doing that anymore. We're basically writing articles about crazy people uttering things.
Right. I hope you're right. I'm preparing for all contingencies on my side, which, you know.
Oh, same here. This year I'm definitely going to do that. I'm definitely going to do that.
Anyway,
you can never be too careful.
Yeah, I hear you. TreeOfLogic.com, that's where Ms. Tree is. Also on YouTube, where she does her live stream, which, of course, they stay up for your enjoyment. Well, when they're live, you can interact with her, which you hear what that's like, just being right here right now. We'll be right back as we look at Nancy Pelosi and her gun control with Ms. Tree. This is Lock and Load.
Depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Yeah, check them out. Check out Jay's company, FranklinArmory.com. We're talking to Ms. Tree from the Tree of Logic, and she wanted to talk about Nancy Pelosi, but I took her somewhere else instead. But now, please, please, let's us talk about Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, do we have to?
Well, you brought her up. Come on now.
I'm having a great time. Okay, this isn't like, as most Democrats, Nancy Pelosi is now introducing a gun control bill that she knows well. See, here's the thing. I used to say, oh, Trump's going to veto this. But after he signed the bump stock ban, I can't say with 100% certainty anymore, but I'm just going to go with my guts, and I'm actually going to do something that liberals do. I'm going to go with my feces and just hope and pray that he doesn't sign this, even if it gets passed through the Senate, which is, this is the thing. If she passed this gun control bill through the House, which is a Democratic majority, and then it goes to the Senate, which is a Republican majority, they have a chance it'll stop there and it will go any further, and that's what I'm looking forward to. Right. Let's say, for instance, because we've got a lot of, you know, rhinos, and we still have some Republicans who just, they didn't eat their Wheaties that day and could have thought that no meant yes and yes meant no, and did something dumb and passed it, then I'm just hoping that the president will veto it. But also, here's something else that she's thinking about doing in addition to the national emergency. She's saying that, well, if Trump actually gets away with this national emergency, which is not him getting away with it, he has the right to do it, She's trying to set it up to say that the next Democratic president can have a national emergency on guns and have all our guns taken away. And I've always laughed at another civil war. But then right then and there, I'm saying, oh, lady, that will definitely be a civil war if you ever get to that point. I don't think that, maybe I'm giving them too much credit, but I don't think that the Democrats are that crazy enough if they, God forbid, but I know it's going to eventually come, if they get a Democratic president to decide to have a national emergency to confiscate our guns, they just, oh no, that would just be disastrous for our country as a whole, because that is when a lot of us who do have guns will actually invoke the slogan, come and take it, and it will not end well.
Well, see, here's the problem with this, and I mean, this is the object lesson I take away from Juicy's little thing that he's got going on. A lot of the leftists are out there saying that maybe the Chicago police framed him for this fake. So who are they going to get to go get these guns? Because there's only one of them for every 19,000 of us.
Hello. That's right. That is right. And understand, that has been the case. And I think it's up north somewhere. I remember doing the study on it. I remember doing a news article on it last year, where there is a county, after the Parkland shooting, they did ban and implement a law for that county to confiscate all AR-15s. Well, guess what? The sheriff said, well, since my deputy sheriffs are the ones who have to go get it, I'm going to ignore the law. I'm the sheriff. You can't make me send my deputies to go into people's homes to take away their rifles. And that's what happened. I believe the same thing will happen if the Democrats would do something like that. Because understand, it will be the marshals or the local sheriff, that not the police, the local sheriff. And they understand the importance of the Second
right.
Amendment, except for Sheriff Israel down there in Florida, who thank God is no longer sheriff anymore, because he actually, I couldn't believe this man supported gun control. But he is an alum. He is actually just a rare occasion occurrence when it comes to sheriffs. And most sheriffs, and I would say over 98%, believe in the Second Amendment, and they're not going to send their deputies to your home to take away the very thing that keeps you safe, to keep your family safe, and that you have the actual right to have, based upon the Constitution.
There's a organization called the Constitutional Sheriffs Something or Other of America, where a lot of sheriffs get raided on their views on the Second Amendment. And, you know, I've actually interviewed one of them out of the upstate of South Carolina named Chuck Wright. And Chuck Wright has plans to deputize everybody in Spartanburg County.
I love that.
So, you know, those kind of things, the logistical nightmare of that. And this is the other thing they don't ever think about. I think Afghanistan is about the size of Texas.
Yeah.
And the Afghani, you know, we've seen them. We armed them one time before they were the Taliban. They were the Mujahideen. Before Osama bin Laden was a bad guy, he was a good guy because he was against the Russians. And we gave him stingers and all this other stuff. And the Russians, with all of their, they're not very sophisticated, but very, very brutal. And they could not beat the Afghans. And then we couldn't beat the Afghans. We're going up against people that have never seen a toilet, that live in caves, that will take one gun is made out of the parts of three guns. They'll cannibalize three guns to make one gun. And we couldn't beat them either. And we went through, I think, two or three generations of ground warfare. We went through four generations of newly developed vehicles, munitions, I mean, all this stuff. And we couldn't beat them. And they think they're going to disarm 100+ million people in the United States.
Hello? Exactly. Exactly.
So,
it's a pipe dream. I know it's not going to happen while I'm alive, and I plan on being alive for a very long time. I will fight for that. That is something, like I said, I also think I said this on your first show, or maybe I just said it off the air. I live alone at the moment. I'm in the process of remodeling my house, and I am saying this as a woman who has people who want to kill her. I am glad I have my Second Amendment, because now I can sleep at night without having to worry. If you think I'm going to be at the mercy of criminals that I've locked up in the past, or anyone who had a problem with what I said online to come find me, you're mistaken. I love the fact that I can sleep at night because I am exercising my Second Amendment. And because of my First Amendment, I have to have my Second Amendment in place. And this is the reason why I live in the South.
Yeah. Well, what do you, now you're in Georgia. What do you carry a gun?
Oh, what? How dare you curse me out like that?
Okay. What kind of gun do you carry? What kind of gun do you carry?
Well, you're not going to agree with this, but I do, because I'm familiar with it, I carry a Glock 17. And I know people are like, oh my God, that is not a good concealed carry. Well, it's not.
Listen.
But I like the way it feels. It's a nice 9mm, and it's just, I mean, I could go with the, I think the new brand that they have, and I'm a Glock girl. I love Glock. I could go with the Glock 43, but, which one is the little small compact? Is it the 43 or the 45?
Stay with the 17. Just stay with the 17. Don't worry about the Glock 43. Just, if you can conceal this, if you're concealing the 17, stay with the 17.
The
17.
And remember, I'm 6'3". So I think people are confusing the fact that I'm so tall that they're like, well, it's a 9mm and you have a full clip. I'm like, full magazine. I'm like, yeah, but I'm 6'3". So, you know what I'm saying? It's not I'm a short person and it's sticking out.
I agree with your choice. That is a fine pistol to carry. I have carried it. I will carry it again. I've carried the Glock 10mm before. So, anyway, I'm about to run out of time.
I think they don't even make those anymore.
Oh yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. Yeah,
they do.
Do
they?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Wow. Oh,
we'll have to do this again.
Absolutely.
TreeOfLogic.com. Thank you for joining me, young lady.
Thank you for having me. Would love to do it again for you, Bill. You take care.
Thank you. Coming up next, hour number two. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.